Mush is all I know. And cornbread.
And what's mush made of?
Just cornmeal and salt and water. Boiling water and sift your cornmeal in it and stir it.
Anything you might make if you're out of bread?
Biscuits. Didn't you ever eat fried mush for breakfast or supper?
Goodness. I love that.
So do I.
But it takes so long to cook.
No, you make your mush 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
You mush, and I love my mush with just butter and sugar. Hot mush, and stir the butter and sugar.
Mine fried.
Well, this is the first day you eat it. Or the first day, we used to, when I was a kid at home, we'd have this at night, not quite a bit, but just every once in a while, we'd have mush and milk. Everybody else put sugar and milk over their mush, but I put butter and sugar in mine and stir it all up and eat it. And then what was left, Mom would put out in the loaf pan and let it set. And then we had it for breakfast next morning, fried mush.
Boy, that's hard to beat. Fried mush and fried okra.
We're cooking now.
Oh, we are.
We've left the raisin of this crop.
Oh, do I?
I do too.
It's too greasy. I like mine boiled.
Mine's not greasy.
What do you put in your bread to make it rise?
Yeast. Yeast. What do you put in yours? Yeast.
Why did you laugh?
Yeast?
Yeast. That's very common.
It's the natural rise.
Just yeast.
Yeast. Yeast.
And you mentioned eggs. What are the inside parts of an egg?
Well, the whites and the yolks.
What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
You ever heard that called a yelp?
Yelp.
Yeah. Of an egg?
Uh-huh. I've heard it.
If you boil an egg 10 minutes, what is it?
You've got a hard-boiled egg.
Hmm. If you get a pan of water boiling and then break an egg in the water?
That's a poached egg. Hmm.
You ever heard that called a fork?
Yes, and there's another one.
Dropped?
It's a pronunciation of poached. Porched.
Porched.
Porched egg. And
yeah.
Porched. And there's another pronunciation.
Pooch?
Well, something like that. I know the only time I ever heard it, I didn't know what they was talking about, and I kept still. Figured it out for myself that that's what they were talking about.
When you were a girl, did you ever take beef and cook it and then slice it very thin and let it dry? I can't get the difference between dried beef and jerky, or if there is any such difference.
Well, now the Indians, that's the Indian. That's the Indian use for dried beef. That's their usage.
That's not cooked, is it?
No.
Yeah.
It's
sliced
just
thin
sliced
dry.
Thin and dried. But no, that's Indian.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the outside of a piece of bacon?
That's a rind.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned souse or hog's head cheese. What else did you do with
it? I believe he's hungry.
Oh, I just come to that part of the questionnaire. This always bothers me. There's another one that always bothers me. If somebody is a pest, he just keeps hanging around.
No,
we're glad to have you here. And you don't want him there, and someone says, why are you keeping him here? You'd say, I'm not keeping him here. I'm trying to